Good morning. Today is Chav Zayin Sivan, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, June 5th. We're holding some Tav Ayin Beis, Sif Katan Dalid in the Mishnah Brura. Some Tav Ayin Beis, that's still in Sif Aleph. And we were discussing that on the night of the Seder night, the Pesach, a person should make sure to go home and start his Suda right away. Mechaber now tells us, that we should make sure we start the Suda right away and the table should be set so that children will not fall asleep. Do not say Kiddush until nightfall. Person might think, I'd be able to make Kiddush earlier. So the Mechaber is telling us, no, don't make Kiddush until it's nightfall. Sif Katan Dalet, it's number 4 in English. Avaloyimar Kiddush, or Tzoloyimar. Deloy Tema, don't say, Kevin Shemitzel Maher, since it's a mitzvah to start the Suda right away, as soon as you get home. Yaschil HaKiddush V'Hagodah Miboidyoy. So you know what? Just like you make an early Shabbos, or an early Yonti, you bring in Shabbos early. Some people make Shabbos, it's the funniest thing. You're coming home from shul, and then your friend's driving, waving to you in the car. So what do you tell him? You say, good Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos for him. So what does he say to you? Does he say to you, good Shabbos? It's all confusion. But putting that aside, here we're saying, don't start early. Don't start the day of Pesach early. So, kevin shemitzel lamar yaschel akidish v'agodim v'odiyoyim. I might think to start it earlier. K'moshim etzinu b'Shabbos yomtiv. Looks like we find in Shabbos and Yontif. That you can add from the weekday to the Kodesh, to the Shabbos of Yontif, and to make Kiddush when there's still daylight outside. You're making Kiddush. You're bringing Shabbos of Yontif earlier. The canal with Simon Reish Samach Zayin, as is learned earlier in Simon Reish Samach Zayin. Kamash Milon de Lagabe Pesach Enikain. In regards to Pesach, we're number 4. In regards to the night of Seder, we cannot start earlier. Because eating of the matzah is connected to the Korban Pesach. As it says, Shenemar in the Pasuk, Amatzos umroirim yoichluhu. On the matzahs and the morer yoichlu, that shall eat it. The Pesach ein nechol el balayla. The Korban Pesach is only eaten at night. Va'akidush tzorich liyois v'shah haru'uya. So therefore, the Kiddush has to be made at the time when it's appropriate to eat the matzah. So we can only make a Kiddush when it's already nightfall on Pesach night. But we shouldn't come home from shul and then start taking out the dishes and start setting the table and so on and so forth. That should all be done from before Yontif. He says further, V'oi, the koish al Kiddush hu echod mi arba koisos. That the cup, the first cup of wine, is one of the 4 cups of the wine that we have the dal kaisis. The kulu basar hagadol matzah mara girir, and they are all included in the seder night that are have to be eaten with them by the order of the hagadah. With the matzah and the mara, they're all together. So you have to wait till sunset, till the stars come out, rather, and then you'll start your seder that at night. When is the night? Just after the stars come out, not twilight. Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis, Yisader shulchono yofe bekelim noim kefi koichay. A person should set his table with the nicest kelim dishes he has. And he should prepare for himself a seat that he'll be able to lean on. As derecheres is a sign of freedom. The way kings would lean. Hagav v'afilu ani. Shein lo karim. Even a poor person that doesn't have any pillows. Yeshev al asasol, he should at least sit on a bench. The night of the Seder night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, discussing how a person should organize and set his table with the nicest china he has on the Seder night. How appropriate this halacha, this one-liner is. We'll still be continuing the laws of Pesach and continue to Yontif. But the date, as we said, is Chav Zayin Sivan. Tammuz is around the corner. Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz. Tammuz, they bring down, is the Rosh Tevas. Zemani Teshuva Mimashishin Uboim. Zemani Zayin. The times of Teshuva are Mimashishim. You can feel them and they're coming, referring to the days of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are approaching. But we know in Tammuz, we have the beginning of the 3 weeks of Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, Shivas B'Tammuz, the fast. And there are halachas all year round, which unfortunately people are not so familiar with, that there's something that exists every single second of our lives, unfortunately, called the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There is no Beis HaMikdash. And that being the case, there are halachas which we'll, Mishem, learn inside the Mishnah Berurah together at the right time. But here he's just hinting to one of these halachas where even though the whole Hashanah, Toiv Lemayid Bazeh Mishum Zeche LeChorban, the whole year round, a person should lessen his extravagant lifestyle. He shouldn't have an extravagant lifestyle. More simple lifestyle. Don't bring out all the dishes. Women are not supposed to wear all the jewelry. These are the Ba'ihichos Zeich LeChorban. Comes the Seder night, it's the total opposite. Just to point something out, the same night Pesach falls out on is the same night of Tisha B'Av. Not by coincidence. But not to now, now's not the time to get into all the shkaf about it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Belel Pesach, on the night of Pesach, the Seder night, mitzvah laharbois. It's a mitzvah to bring out all the nicest kelim. Shezeu bichlal derecherus, because that's part of what's called derecherus, showing freedom. Bring out all the nicest china. Vamru al Mahariel. Mahariel is one of the Rishonim. Shekeshahayu biyadoi mishkoinoi is mashkoinoi shal nachrim. Kelim noim. Lo yehoyu mishtamish behem b'shum pam. When the Mahariel had collateral, which was given to him, mashkoinis, by non-Jews, let's say they borrowed money from him, and they gave him a vase. So we take the vase, put it in the back room, whatever it would be, and wait until he gets his money paid back and give back the collateral. Comes the Seder night, the Mahariel would take these items and place them on his table. Rak b'Pesach, haya noye min hagoy lahasim oysan al shulchan miyuchad l'smayach b'riyosam. He would put on a special table to enjoy the beauty of these items, the way it looks. Why? Because it's all part of derech chirus, of showing expressions of freedom. Sifkan Zayin, Sheyeshe Bei Seba, they would lean. Now, how do you lean? With Saloimar, Roishoy Muta, your head would be leaning, Litzad Small, to the left side, Al Hamita, on the bed, Oy Al Safsol, or on the bench, Vikorim Tachas Roishoy, and the pillows would be underneath your head. Eitzah Shulchan, near the table. What about the ani? Does an ani have to lean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Ches that corresponds to number 8, Yosef al Asasol, he should sit on the table. On the bench, rather. You don't sit on tables. Sit on benches. Unless you're my 2-year-old. Okay. Kein Tzarech Loimar. It should be Yosef al Asasol, as opposed to, we have the Gersa, Yeshev al Asasol. And he explains, he should be leaning, Yosef, he should be leaning al hasafsol, not to be sitting on the bench, but leaning. Well, it sat smoylo, in his left side. What happens if he doesn't have a bench to lean on? Vim ein lo safsol, vu yoshev al hakarko. He doesn't have a bench and he sits on the ground. Kamay ba'atzis ha-mizruch. Gam kein tzarech lahosev al tzad smol. He also has to lean to the left side. Od kosva poiskim, furthermore, the poiskim write, dim soimich atzmoy al birke chaveiroi. Let's say he leans on his friend's knees. Ask permission first. Gamze mikri yaseba al pi adchak. This is also, if you have no pillows and you're on the armchairs, and you can't lean or else you fall off the chair, so you lean on your friend's knees, is also considered to be a seba. Avaloy al berke atzmai, can you lean on your own knees? So if you lean on your own knees, he says you should not do that, the michzik doi, because it looks like you're worrying. You're leaning down on your own knees, that's people think, are we okay with you? And the night of Pesach, we're kings. Derech Eiris. So we want to lean. Because kings used to lean to the left. Why the left? Because that's, we know, that's where the food pipe is. We want to make sure it goes down the food, not the windpipe. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kishu Meisiv, when you lean, lo yata al gaboy, v'lo al panov, shouldn't lean on your back or your face, lo yal miminoin, on your right side, elo al smoyloi, lean to the left. And there's no difference whether you are a lefty or a righty. An itter is a lefty. You should always lean to the left. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, lo yata, the zeloi mikri derech eirus. Because this is not called derech eirus when you are on your back or your face in other positions as opposed to leaning to the left. Lo yal miminoin, not to the right. The loishma seva, it's not called leaning as derech eirus when you lean to the right. Because you have to eat with your right hand. So it's easier to go like this, it's more comfortable. Now you'll say that, but the lefty, right? The lefty is going like this, which is not comfortable. So the two solutions. One is become a righty. Okay.
Too late.
Too late for that. Okay. Just kidding. That's not a solution. But the truth is, no matter if you're lefty or righty, your food pipe is still on the left side. Now, he continues, however, because we don't want the kona, the esophagus, to come before the windpipe. Which is the windpipe, is on the right side. So we don't want to put the food towards the right side, because chas v'shalom, person can choke. When he leans his head towards the right side, niftach hakoiva, the epiglottis, right? Is that what it's called? Okay, the little cap opens up. And the food will open up. That's when you tell the children, don't talk with food in your mouth, and they're jumping up around, and then all of a sudden they start coughing. Well, this is what's going on, probably. Ve'en chiluk sif kon yiralef. There's no difference between a lefty or a righty. The lefty also has to lean to the left of every single person. Even though he eats also with his left hand. Then according to the first reason, he should lean to the right side. But because of the second reason, which was the concern that the food will go down the wrong pipe, so he should lean to the left as well, even if he's a lefty. The high time adifalon mishum dehave sekanta. This second reason of the fact that we don't want the kona to come, the windpipe to open up as opposed to the food pipe, it's more, it takes precedence over the first reason. The chamir sekanta misura. Danger is more of a chamira is more strict than the iser, which we say throughout Shas and Kol Tarkula, and we don't want any danger to happen. And this time, the lefty should eat with his right hand and lean to the left and put the food in his mouth with his right hand. But the Yevet, if he leans on the right side, he does fulfill his obligation of leaning. Why? Because his right is like the left of everyone else. So, but yeah, if the lefty leaned to the right, he would fulfill his obligation of leaning. Sif Dalit. Does a lady lean? The Mechaber says, Isha eina tzricha haseba. Eleim kein hi chashuva. A lady is not required to lean unless she is chashuva, unless she is important. Now, okay. Isn't that every wife important? Okay. Says the Ramah. Okay, everybody was mechamed to the Ramah now. V'chol hanashim shelanu mikri chashuvois. So you go home and you tell your wives, so you want to know what I learned today? It's always good to say the positive. So you say, I learned that women are important. All women are important. Oh, I like that shir. Okay, go back to the shir. Ach, loy nagu lahasev. Nonetheless, the minig is that they don't lean. Ki samchu al divri ravyo, dirkosav, divizman hazeh, ein sarich lahasev. Because they rely on the words of the ravyo, then nowadays, ein sarich lahasev, that a person does not have to lean. Basically, the Rav Yoh, if I'm not mistaken, the Shitas Rav Yoh, the Rav Yoh is one of the Rishonim, is that we don't lean in general when we eat our food to show chayrus. So the women, the minig, for most women, is not to lean. There are certain groups of Klal Yisrael that do have, if I'm not mistaken, I think Spayekis, some Yekis, they might have the minig to lean. They're from German descent. So even though I'm saying the women would lean, each person would follow, of course, according to that minhag, their minhag. Sif katan yud beis ein etzricha seibo. The stam isha says the Mishnah Berurah ein darkei lahasa b'shum pam. The women don't lean at any time, says the Mishnah Berurah. The bezman hazeh ein sarich lahasev. Taimoi, the reason is kevan the ein regilus bar tseinu b'shayu moisa shenah lahasev elo yoshiv kedarkei. We don't lean through whole year round. Only time a person's leaning is when he's not feeling well and he's falling off his seat. Aval toich yud be avel na a mourner toich yud be is chaydish al avi ve'imoi nachman atzlan lo yaleinu, a mourner who's within the year of mourning for his father or mother, oy toich shloishim al shakrayim, or within 30 days for other relatives, siblings or other relatives, kigoyin shalinog shiva lifnei haregel. For example, he did not have the shiva beforehand. Av shu chayev be seiba, though he's chayev be seiba. It's appropriate he does not sit, he should not lean on a choshava bed. He should lean a little. They used to have their own private little couches, like sofas. One year, in fact, I might have got a little carried away. Push the love seat or one of the couches to the table. And of course, all the children, you know, you can't fit all the kids on the couch. Which one's sitting on the couch? I don't know if it's the best idea. But we had actually the couch, the sofa, by the table. Now, next line, he says, and the oven would put one pillow, tachas merashoysev, underneath his head or on the feet of the knees of his friend. The kittel, in regards to a kittel, nagush loy lilboish, the ovil would not wear it. Mikomokoim, haloyish ein moichim yodai, one who would wear the kittel, we don't tell them not to. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down not to wear the kittel lechadchila. It's interesting to note that Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, shehamini lilboish kittel kichol hashonim. Shlomo Zalman disagrees and he says that the meaning is to wear the kittel like all other years for the ovil, for the mourner. Let's see another halacha. Let's start Sif Hey. The Mechaber says, a son, Eitzel Aviv, who's sitting in front of his father, Sarich HaSeba, he is required to lean. Afilu hu Rabbi Mufak, even if his father is his Rebbe, who taught him most of his learning. Let's see first the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yudalid. Sarach Haseba, Afilu, the Af, the Haben, Chayev Bechvoidai Uvimoroi. Now, why would a person think a son does not lean? Why should a son not lean if he's sitting in front of his father? So he says, the Af, the Haben, Chayev Bechvoidai Uvimoroi, even though the son is obligated to give the honor and have the awe of his father, the Koshikein Imhu Rabba, even more so, if his father is his Rebbe as well. So therefore, how can a person lean and show signs of freedom, which might have a lack of respect in front of his Rebbe, and this Rebbe means his father? He still is required to lean. Why is this? The mistama of machal v'nei. Because we assume that the father was Michael is covered in this regard, and he permits his son to lean. We see over here the mindset of the halacha that there's this kavod and yira, this respect and awe that should exist by the child that he's sitting from his father, that really he shouldn't be leaning. How could I be leaning? I'm sitting from my father now. My father, not only my father, he's also my Rebbe. But nonetheless, the halacha permits him because we're saying the father would be Meichel. A Talmud lifnei Rabbi. What about a student, a Talmud, in front of his Rebbe? So the Mechaber continues and says, a Talmud lifnei Rabbi, einoi tzarech haseba. He is not required to lean. Afilu einoi Rabbi mufok, elim kein itein loy Rabbi rishus. Even if it's not his Rabbi mufok, his Rebbe that taught him most of his learning, unless the Rebbe gives him permission, says, oh, you can lean. Says the Mishnah Rusev Katan Tezvav, Einet Tzarech Haseva, Mishum de Bereisha Amar Tzarech, Nakat Hocha Einet Tzarech, Al Bemes Isura Nami Ikol Ahazeh Befan of the Meir Rabbe Kemoir HaShemayim. The Mishnah Rusev is saying the wording of the Mechaber is a little off. At least it appears to be a little off. Let's look at the words again. Talmud Lefnei Rabbi Einet Tzarech Haseva. A student in front of his Rebbe is not required to lean. It shouldn't be he's not required. It should be he's not permitted to lean. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It really should say he's not permitted to. So why does the Mechaber say Ein Tzarech Haseva? Because we said first, a Ben Eitz L'Aviv Tzarech Haseva, he has to lean, so we're using that word Tzarech, now we use the word Ein Tzarech. But really we're saying it's an Isser. It's forbidden for a Talmud, for a student to lean in front of his Rebbe. There is a Meira Rabbi, this fear, the awe, I don't like to use the word fear, but the awe of the Rebbe. And the Mishnah says, the Meir Rabbi is K'meir Shemayim. It's like the fear of Shemayim. How could I lean? I'm standing in front of my Rebbe now. Ela'im kein unless the Rebbe gives him permission, then if the Rebbe says you're allowed to lean, he's permitted to lean. Sifkan Yezayin Yitin Loi Rabbi Rishus, if the Rebbe gives him permission, Hainu She Yarsheyu Befeirish, the Rebbe says explicitly, you are permitted to lean. Then it helps, even if it's Rebbe Mufok. The Mechaber continues and says, if Talmud Chacham Muflog B'Doyre, a Talmud Chacham was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in his generation. Even though you did not learn anything from him, you happen to be in his presence now. Chashav Kerabboi, he's considered to be like your Rebbe. Ve'einoi Tzarech Haseba, and you do not have to do haseva. V'davka kisha oichlin al shulchanecha, this is only if you're sitting by the same table, avalim oichel al shulchan mifni atzma yitzarech l'hasev, but if you have your own little table, then you have to lean. Once again, they used to have, if you take a look at the at least the picture mishnayis, if that helps to get the picture of what's going on, they used to have like a little sofa bed and a table next to them. And that's how the person would be like leaning, literally like the king. Not like sometimes we do it in a situation where like this is so uncomfortable, and we're leaning to the left, and before you know it, you look at your kittel, and you're so happy you did the mitzvah, and then everybody's smiling at you, and you smile back, and they're smiling more, and then finally someone tells you you're full of purple wine, grape juice all over your kittel because you didn't realize, and you were leaning, you leaned too much, you know. So these things happen sometimes, and that's why they were smiling so much at you. So, every year, huh? So, he says in Sif Katan Yud Ches, Al Shulchan Bifnei Atzma, in a table by himself, Af Al Pi Shu Bifnei Rabbi, even though he's in front of his Rebbe, he's still permitted to lean. The time of Kevin Duhu Bishulchan Bifnei Atzma, since he's on the table by himself, Ein Hesebas Shaloi Zilzul Lichvay Derav, this Heseba is not a Zilzul, it's not a cheapening, a lack of respect for his Rebbe, that he's leaning, because he's by his own table. But pre-chadish, chaylik bazeh, the pre-chadish disagrees. Well, the day, according to them, kol shiroi eyu rabbi, enyu yochel lohasim mishum bayroi. If the Rebbe can see him, and he's in the same room, so the Rebbe sees him, so he should not be leaning because of the awe that should exist by the Rebbe. To the Rebbe, rather. But pre-megadim, kasa shabayvin zeh, toiv shiyitol mimene rishus. In this situation, the Talmud should ask permission first from the Rebbe. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with Sif Vav.